guys, welcome back to Mormon Channel Daily. Wouldn't it be so much easier if, as a parent, you could just make your children's decisions for them? Wouldn't it be easier if you saw a friend making a bad decision that you could just pick the better decision for them so that they could be happy? Sometimes we think, if I could just do this for you, then you'll understand that I'm right. Trust me, I get that. My mother used to tell me that all the time. But she knew that she couldn't. She knew I had my agency and I would have to make my own decisions, even if I made the wrong one. In the Book of Mormon, we read about Laman and Lemuel, two brothers who were sons of a prophet of God. Even though their father was a righteous person, Laman and Lemuel were not. They complained and murmured against their dad and the Lord. They were obedient out of fear than out of love for God's commandments. And there were several times where they rebelled against their dad and picked sin over righteousness. There were even times that they were chastised by the Lord and by Nephi, their younger brother, and by their father. But even though they were reprimanded several times, ultimately they still chose wrong. I'm sure as a parent, that was hard for their father, Lehi, to watch. And I'm sure that there were times where he wished he could just make their decisions for them and pick the right one, but he couldn't. Instead, he educated them and taught them the gospel, and in the end, they chose wickedness, not out of ignorance, but out of knowledge and out of choice. God gave us all agency, the ability to make decisions for ourselves. But sometimes it can be hard to accept that others have agency too, especially when it's a decision that we don't agree with. So what we need to do is learn to respect other people's agencies. Respect that just like we have our freedom to make our own choices, others do as well. I know parents, this can be difficult, especially when you see your child making the wrong choice or choosing to walk away from the gospel or making a choice that will greatly affect their life. When my sister was 17, she decided that she didn't want to go to church anymore. And, you know, she was at a crucial time in her journey of self-discovery, and she thought that the church was full of restrictions, and it was hard on my parents, especially my mom, because for years she had taught us the gospel and taken us to church every Sunday. I'm sure she may have even felt like Lehi, like, where did I go wrong? But what my mother didn't understand was that it had nothing to do with her. It had nothing to do with whether or not she had done enough or taught us enough. It was that my sister had her own agency, and she was using it in her own way. And so my sister moved out and she did her own thing for several years. And during that time, she made some wrong choices, which led her down a difficult path. And we watched her stumble and struggle with the decisions that she'd made, but we couldn't fix it. We couldn't fix it for her, and nobody could except for her. And I think the worst part of watching people use their agency is watching the consequences that occur because of it. It can hurt us to just have to sit and watch and not be able to do anything more than just hope and pray that one day there'll be a wake-up call, you know, or something will change. My sister finally had her wake-up call, and little by little, she realized that the choices she was making weren't bringing her any happiness. She realized that she had used her agency in a negative way, and because of this, she had caused herself so much misery. And so she started changing. We watched step by step as she started making good choices again and as she started to feel more whole and started to be happy again. And she's not, you know, the most active and she doesn't come to church every Sunday, but she understands now that the gospel is there to help us, not to restrain or imprison us. And she knows that good choices lead to a happier life. You might be in a similar situation, or you might be the parent or a friend of someone who is in a similar situation, and you might feel vulnerable or useless because you don't know what to do. But understand that we need to respect each other's agency. Remember, it was Satan who wanted to force us to follow the commandments, and it was Satan who didn't want us to have a choice or a say in what we did. The best way that we can respect other people's agencies is loving them and showing tolerance towards them. Of course, there's a difference in tolerance and accepting wrongful actions. There might be more serious things that we just can't accept or tolerate, because if we do, it'll end up damaging us or our family. In a talk by Dallin H. Oaks called Balancing Truth and Tolerance, Elder Oaks says, while we must practice tolerance and respect for others and their beliefs, including their right to explain and advocate their positions, we're not required to respect and tolerate wrong behavior. Our duty to truth requires us to seek relief from behavior that is wrong. This is easy with extreme behaviors that most believers and non-believers recognize as wrong or unacceptable. There might be times when you just can't accept somebody's wrong behavior, and you either have to step away, step back, you know, and let that person just do their own thing and not be part of it. But as for the lighter things, you know, like different opinions or other people's choices of religion, we do need to be more tolerable. And Elder Oak says, our tolerance and respect for others and their beliefs does not cause us to abandon our commitment to the truths that we understand and the covenants that we've made. And when it comes to our children and families, Elder Oaks reminds us, with our children and others whom we have a duty to teach, our duty to truth is paramount. Of course, teaching efforts bear fruit only through the agency of others. So our teaching must always be done with love, patience, and persuasion. In this same matter, we must handle others' agencies with love and patience. Understand that we have all been given that gift from God to choose for ourselves, even when that might be difficult for us to accept. Thanks for tuning in today. I hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. You can let us know what you thought by leaving us a comment below or sending us a message on Facebook. Stick around and check out our new Mormon Channel studio videos or our daily quotes as well. And we'll see you right back here tomorrow.